Simon Tov Chav Gimel Seder Kriyas HaTorah Baruch Hashem. Al, so we did all of this very quickly. Person says Omer Kaddish Tiskabel. After Halal, he says Kaddish Tiskabel. Matzian Sefer Torah Recurred by Arba. We take up Sefer Torah. We have four people read on Sefer Torah. Ein Pochazin Behem Vein Masipin Aleyan. Not more than four, not less than four. There's no halacha reading from a Navi as opposed to Yom Tov or Shabbos. We read from a Navi. Over here, don't read from a Navi. Okay. Base. Vekari HaKoy and Shlosha Psukim. And now the Kohen of these four people get the Aliyah. The first Earl of the Kohen reads three Psukim. Shehem Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Limor. Sabe Espinay Sobo. Right? And then Vermar Tolahem. Zeh HaHuishash and Zekibu LaHashem. So that's the first three Psukim that the Kohen reads. Velevi Chosu Vekari Vermar. He goes back and reads that Pasuk number three again. Vekari Esekev Esu Echad and Vasir Esu Eifos. He reads three Psukim, including Vermarta, Esekev Esu Echad and Vasir Esu Eifos. Then you saw Kari Oilas Tamir Ad Barosh Echoshechem. The third oil get reads the last six psukim of the first section, eight psukim total, the two psukim of Shabbos, and the last Ravi Kari Barosh Echoshechem Hanasef. And the last oil reads the psukim of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so that's how we do it.
Can we go back? So during the week we don't add because it's a tircha. Always during the week we never add because it's a tircha. So suppose Rosh Chodesh is a Shabbos, and it's the same as a bar mitzvah. So you have to have a lot of hafsafas, and they forgot. They left like one guy. Could they add something during the Rosh Chodesh?
Well, because we do Rosh Chodesh from after, so you can't add it to the after.
That's right. Correct.
Okay, base. Velevi Chosu Recurring. So it goes back and reads Pasuk number three. Now, Hatam, before the Gemara, the Gemara explains the reason why this is so. So, what's the problem? Should the Leke be Parshas who Elish Shmona Psukim? The only Psukim. Normally, the law is that each person has to read three Psukim, A. B, we never start, we never leave off only two Psukim in the Parsha. So if the first person reads 1, 2, and 3, the Levi reads 4, 5, and 6, then you're leaving 7 and 8, you're only leaving 2 psukim to the end, which we don't do. You can't even yikra le Levi, kadarka, shlosha psukim, lo yishtar v'parsha, elo shnei psukim, v'kaim alon, de'ein masharim, shnei psukim, lifnei ha'parsha, kili elba simon, reish simon, kubla matas. We don't leave off, we're only 2 psukim to the end of a parsha. Okay, so maybe we should do the following: divide it 4 and 4, or 3 and 5, and the Yisrael and the Revi will read later on. Well, let's remember that we can't say the Lulik through Parshas Zu Elo Kayan Belevi. The Kayan reads the first part, half of Parshas Tumah. Belevi reads the second half. And then you'll give the Shlishi, the two psukim of Shabbos, and Revi, the five psukim of Rosh Chodesh. Gam zeh e efshar. That's also not an option. The parshas of the Shabbos, like Elish Shnei Psukim, is only two psukim by Shabbos. And Arla has to get three psukim. Okay, Yed Sorim, the Sayim Lashishi, Be'ez and Psukim, the parshas of Rosh Chodesh. So the Shlishi will have to read some psukim in Rosh Chodesh. Well, there's only five psukim in the parsha of Rosh Chodesh, and you can't do less than three psukim. If you mind the kaimel into enter, you don't enter the parsha less than three psukim. So you'd have to read psukim 1, 2, and 3 of Rosh Chodesh, and you leave only two psukim, which we don't do that either. So he'll have to read all 2 plus 5. They're about to back. So what is the reeling? If you might a kaimelon, they posted a parsha posed with shlosh psukim. We don't start less than three psukim. Well, you start a parsha dosh kadosh that there be el shnei psukim. If he shikula racham ish psukim, but can't tzarach lasus kinis kaleos. That's what we do. The way we do it, even though the Gemara says that we don't start start within three psukim, right, from the beginning. So when the Levi is going back to reading pasuk number 3, 4, and 5, he should have read 1 and 2 also. The Gemara says because of the doichi, that's the best option. The Bach of the Pichodesh say that the Shlishi just gets the last three psukim of Parshas Atonement. Bach says it's preferred that we should leave Yom Shabbos for the last oilu. Rebbe says we do it the way we do it. Fine. Vidao. The Groa Chalik Aikar Din of the Mechaber. The Groa argues on the whole consideration of how the Shulchan Aruch sets it up. Vidaita Seder Kiyah Rosh Chodesh Hu Kain. This is how you lay it on Rosh Chodesh. Kayan Karish Lashem Sukkot. Good. Balevi Chamisha Atzav Parsha. The Levi lanes all five sukkim from there to the end. It doesn't repeat anything. Vashlishi chayz and recurs shlosh psukim akred and parsha shakar. Recur b'yom Shabbos and parsha the Shkodesh. He lanes the last three psukim again, plus another two. He's adding new psukim, going back with letting three psukim, which is proper. Recur parsha the Shkodesh, and the last one reads the parsha of Shkodesh. Behind the Birlocha, take a look at the Birlocha. So he brings the Birlocha, that the Birlocha actually says that the Rashba comes up with the same idea. The Rashba asks it as a kasha, the Gemara, because the Gemara seems to indicate this is what we do. It's pretty much clear in the Gemara, actually. It's not just seems, it's pretty clear in the Gemara. The Groa is actually building himself on, based on the Masechta Sofer, not like the Gemara. The Groa's pshat is much better, seems to be, than the Gemara's pshat, because our rules are we don't start within three psukim beginning the parsha. We don't read less than three psukim in a parsha. We don't end off with three psukim in a parsha. The worst is, what do we do? We're going back in the second one. He's going back to late pasuk number 3, 4, and 5. He's doing that. It's okay, well, we have no choice. So, Groa, why don't you have a choice? If you lay 3, he lays 5, he lays 3 again, and then 2 more, everything is great. He said, Rashba asked it as a kasha in the Gemara. Why talk to the Gemara Zayn? And he started here in the Gemara. But the Maisa, so the Groa actually lives up to Gemara. The Gemara, the way we have it, is not referring to Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says you're Dolei. The Gemara says that was discussing by the Mamadus. Mamadus used to read from Parshas Bereishis. Each day they would read the Yom. Well, that becomes problematic because some of the days of the Yom don't have too many psukim. So that was the Gemara was talking. The Gemara wasn't talking about Rosh Chodesh at all. That's how the Groa learns. The Ramban actually also learns like that. At the end of the Ramban says the Gemara is referring to Mamadus, not to Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says your derelict machines go back and forth, etc. But he says, but El Shein Liga B'Mashim Hunag Al Pia Goyim. The Koshkein Bezesh Ein B'Minik Shalem Mishum Iser of Aishad Olam B'Nam Achloikis. So that's why we stay with our minhag and we don't change. But after shul, I don't know if you've had that experience. You went into a shul, some shuls lay like the Groa.
I was trying to remember what they do. That I remember.
I remember the first time I did it. I knew the Groa had something different. I remember how it went. Although I remember that I was like totally confused. Because it's like three psukim are fine. Go right there, go back. I was like, what is going on? And I looked up the Groa and I said, oh, okay. Where were I? Okay, I was in the Groa shul, so maybe that's why. It makes sense, right? I think I have. happened to be one other time, not on the Rosh. Okay, so that's possible. It's Siv Bei, Siv Gimel. So now we've finished laying. Remember Kaddish, you say Kaddish, Chatzi Kaddish after laying. And Va'ashrei Uvol Etziyah. Ben Armin Miyad, the Kapitol of Yad Hashem Yem Sovah. Umasar Sefer Torah, the Makavot, Vamili spelled Tfilis Musa. They put the Sefer Torah back and they daven Musa. That's all the Nusuk Svar does it. They say Ashrei Uvol Etziyah, and then they put the Sefer Torah back, and then they say Kaddish, and they daven Musa. Our meaning is to put the cemetery back before Asher. It's important to point out, as Mishra points it out, that when they put the cemetery back before Kaddish, you should not interrupt between the Kaddish and the Musa. They say by Musaf, they say the Kush of Kesser. However, we don't say the full Musaf of Kesser, like Zan Shabbos, with the whole Mimkaima, even Barakim, you say that we just say the Musaf of Shabbim or Mim or like you say in the regular weekday morning. So the Mishabura is a cotton dollar. Every Kaddish, after landing, Hanukhati Kaddish, Abima, I'll save a turn. For that which you said, Ashri and the Bullet Seer. We put the Zivitar back right after Lenu, before Ashri Lutzi. This discussion of how to do was mentioned at the end of Simon Chafe, which is Nahos Tfilin, talks about taking off Tfilin for Mosif. So it mentions how to do it. There are some questions of what is the correctness of it. Yesh Gersim, Zikaroy Nakulam Hoyu, in the past tense. Yesh Gersim, Zikaroy Nakulam Yihu, it will be. The future tense. Yesh Gersim, Zikaroy Nakulam Yihu. Not Lakulam, but Lakulam. Whatever meaning you have, you don't change. We don't say Miniskeham. So that's not true. We say we use Miniskeham. Yeah, Shikosu Tzarech Lomer Es Musaf, which is what we do, I think. Shikosu Tzarech Lomer Ves Musaf. There is not V.S. The Quran is and also the Muslim, but which cover we refer to? Refer to the Muslim. Okay, Kenya Shamar will look for us, Pasha. Yeshan Marmar Rak Shnasa Ibra, someone will do it in the year when we have Shnasa Ibra.
Oh, I thought that was the widespread minhag.
What?
I thought that was the accepted minhag.
Well, it sounds like he brings someone hug him on that. Philip Shnasa Ibra, Yesh, and the Marmar Musa. Ella at close Chodesh Hebrew, the Hano at Acher Chodesh Adar. Kol Ella Nahara Nahara Upshotet. All these things, you know, the rivers flow along their own way. Each place follows its own way. Therefore, imamar ba'achas min abrochis, he rots and shenas lafenach chavisenu. It's me that yom mekarmen musa. Yotzen b'chleyav b'simreisa b'tesef dal. So he has the same din by Shabbos. A person says mutesh manesu on Shabbos. So musa, he's not yotzen. He didn't mention the kabbalas. I mentioned the kabbalas. Even if he doesn't say the actual parsha of the kabbalas, he just says we should do nas lafenach as kabbalas chavisenu to meet him kizidra musa b'chelosom. That's all he says, he's Yotze. That's the minimum amount you need to say to be Yotze.
Just like when one would come and stand over his head.
It's not in rubber caster. I don't think many of them are if they say caster, they're not. What about the Ashkenaz? I remember the Kadesh. I remember the Zil Shah. We say in the Kadesh, I'm a Shreidish, like until the Shah.
It just happens to be that directly.
He says a Kaddish to Skabel afterwards. Cast iron armor Kaddish, iron Kaddish to Shalim to Skabel. Mishila Tvila, you dab Mishwana, so you say to Skabel. Or Ms. Berkinavshi. Why do you say Berkinavshi? Mishum, the Nizkim by Mikro, Direch Osolomoyatim. It has the Posik, because Berkha made the moon to define. And Rosh Chodesh, and thereby defining when the Moyadim are. Kazimog around the Ksas Mikarmis, and Armor Roysa, in some places they're not saying it. It actually tells they don't say it.
Really?
Yeah. It's a regular remission.
Why?
And also, the Naira is
going
to come to teach.
It's not Dominic. I grew up with tells, I saw the sitters, who says this? Okay. You say, it's interesting, minute. Every sense, Okay. Dalit.
In Israel, that's all they say.
It's working out,
right, they'll say, that's the minute ground.
Right. We take off the tefillin for Musa. Why is that? That's Mr. We don't wear tefillin during Yom Tov. Yom Tov itself represents as an ois. So Kavoy Kain, Yesh Lina, Yerush Kodesh, Hakaponim, B'Shas Musif, Shemaskir Musafi Hayoim. There's an element of that's the ois, which is said then. The Karbonis, etc. We need to mention that. The ois is scary. Gam Kain, who can ain't ois? It's like an ois. There actually is way back in Hebrew Tefillin, the Moss says the reason why we take up Tefillin before Moss is because the place where you say Kesser, so Tefillin is a Kesser, and we're saying Kesser, it's given to you. So we take off our Kesser before Moss. That's the Moss is over there. Moss is there for Nechana, me and Vakim, but they don't say Kesser. They say regular Kedusha. Really, you're allowed to wear Tefillin. So here he's saying, the reason, because it's the element of ice. Okay, cause of people got him. She is locked, loads of tefillin. Bear Ubalatia. She takes it off during Ubalatia. Cut him, he wrote so, and she nishmer who kechel by them and said. V'yesh noigim rak lachutz haritzuas v'yetz v'kadim yihirotz. Now, why is that? There's a Gemara in Nida. It says that in Marova, Eretz Yisrael, they had a bracha. Let me take a tzula. If you hold Lila's not smart tzula, that'll be the right tzula. They would take up the tzula before Lila, they'd make a bracha. These were tzula all the time. And they'd make a bracha, we're taking it off because there's a command. Shirk Yishab and Tzavah 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 to keep the Chukim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and take off the tzula. That's the Nishami they used to do in Marova. So taking a tefillin is a concept of shmiras tukim. The worst. So we say he wrote some mufalecha sheni shmur chukah abay lamazeh. So you mentioned about being sharp chukah, which that's the mamash of the lusah that they said. So we take off the tefillin. So that's what Prima Gadim says. So our meaning is so some people they do is they take off from the etzbat by when you say the he wrote some. They take off the actual tefillin after kaddish. Because there's an idea of having the kaddish hold on for the kaddish.
By a murder, one must keep his life.
The meal calls it a Rosh Chodesh. Chalamoid, Shu Yom Tov Gomer, Yesh Chalzim Kedem Halal. Before you say Halal, which is already represented in the Yom Tov, so you should take off the tefillin because in Yom Tov you don't wear tefillin.
One must die and not be made of the air. Tomorrow in a second, obviously, is going to question, well, how do we know by a chaos, by a murder, that you have to be okay? Not murder your friend?
Why
this is a very interesting discussion.
Yeah, I got a text from Southwest and they changed the game.
I'll be able to
okay. Very good. Okay. Have a safe trip. So now, Samaisa, that's.
So now this is Tehare, Tabor. It's saying here that the girl must give her life instead of an evaluation that is not
perfect. He doesn't mention it over here. He mentions
must
it.
Give his life.
It doesn't mention it clearly in Hilchos Tefillin either, but in the Hilchos Mincha Shabbos he says one minute situation then obviously every turn. So we say Ashrei, we say well, let's see, we say Kaddish, right? Then you say the one pasuk over there with his tefila, and then what happened? So when do you say that pasuk? He says you say it before Kaddish. Why? Because over there the Kaddish is going on the tefila, and he has to go between the Kaddish and the tefila. So we move the pasuk to beforehand. When we do it on regular Shabbos or Lulaining, let them sing another Kaddish before the Shemana Esrei anyway. Over here, this is going to be the only Kaddish. We're not laning. We're saying Torah. So in that situation, so you see over there, there's a lot that you're not supposed to be masked to the Kaddish and the Shemana Esrei. So that's why the person brings down. You're not supposed to talk. You know, even when you take every tefillin, then there shouldn't be. Should be done in the total. So Rambam was himself very machmir on that. The other should not talk. Didn't know his work.
Like,
didn't know the halacha. It's very hard to, you know. What's wrong? I'm not davening now. Like, why can't I talk? You know. But the kaddish is said as a hakdam to the shana, so you shouldn't be masked with it. Okay. Now, it is an interesting question. What's the right thing to do when you have this? Because there's a halacha in Siman Chav Pes that because of the concern of that you're going to come to the immigrant of mitzvahs, you should put the tefillin on properly. We always, there says you should, whenever you take off your tefillin, you should take off your shalrush, wrap it up, put it in the bag, and take off the shayat. So, what's the proper thing to do on Rosh Chodesh? The proper thing to do, take off the shalrush, wrap it up, put it in the bag, take off the shayat, cover it, and down. Or take off both, cover them, and down. In other words, what's your shalrush? That we have a problem being mouse, you're supposed to be mouse, so you're supposed to be minimized. you have a zilut. At the same time, you have a zilut. You're not supposed to put it away. Take the shalosh. Yeah, you put it away. The shalosh. So which one wins? It's a tug of war. So I think the middle of is to take, just take them both, cover them and that. This we did tell straight and did also. I don't know the trainer that tells her. The hard thing is to say that you should do wrap it, put away.
Okay. My question here that Shabbat Yehuda depends on what the Baal Tefila does. If he wraps it up and has enough time, the people wrap it up. Otherwise,
right. That's all.
That's just practical.
Create a minute ago. Tov Chav Dal. Dinos Chash Yalav Yavav Bebrichas. The Mosin of Boisei Fak. Aleph. Maskir Yalav Yavav Bebrichas. The Mosin, you say Yalav Yavav Yavav Benching. You will Omer, and you will say, if you didn't say, you don't go back. If a person realized before he started the fourth bracha, So we can't be boy loy have a pass. Well, he's kind of cloud of the muscle. That's the rule. Whenever you're not the 15th there, you're not going to go back if you forgot to mention that day. Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Shal Shunas, etc. A person realized before he said it to him, he has the book of the Baruch Hashem will get him up below. Shanos and Moshe, but the Shema will be so the Zikura. Base in this term. I'm the same Kufay Fest, Mir Loch, the circle of Rushem Malchus, which is what we do, we say before Shem Malchus. Vain Shaboy, Sifu, in Berach Lach, as a Yotzer Rushkurdish. The person ate the meal of Rushkurdish, only benched after Rushkurdish was over. The circle has to show Rushkurdish, you mentioned Rushkurdish, Berach is a Muslim. The bus has called us, as soon as Zina, show you Rushkurdish. You go, we look at when you started in Rushkurdish. Okay, because of Biden, we're going to rub a Sim's tough youth then.
So if you start eating Erev Rushkurdish, but you don't finish till after. So
if you, his case was you start on Rosh Chodesh,
right.
You finish after.
Right.
You start on Rosh Chodesh, you finish after. Say, if you actually ate bread,
you say Yalvi.
If you had a kazayas, Lalila, then you say Yalvi. If you didn't, you would. Now, what would it be like this? What would it be if a person was eating Rosh Chodesh? It's already Matzi at Rosh Chodesh. He went and davened Mar, and then he came back and he benched. The Mispala Arbi Shalach Rosh Chodesh. I feel like he's smiled only by Yom. He davened Mar early. She went a mask on her cock, because of Moses and Shemesh Chodesh. So, Chol, but he lost. He says the next line already. So it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So how can you mention Rosh Chodesh? He didn't die. But the zebra did die. So many times we find that the person is nigger after the zebra, and for them it's not Rosh Chodesh anymore. So he's not dependent on the seed. So the Mishnah Berurah, the mad, the woman worried, she don't need to have Akhara Kohol. When is it true that the Kohol doesn't define for him? He's still Lechol Mekanim, he ate beforehand. Well, this much is true. He didn't daven Mar, but the Zebra davened Mar. And then he started his meal afterwards. Al Hiskel Lechol Akhara Kohol. Omer. Philly spalled me by they davened early. They davened first key. Some of you who she did not daven early. He did not daven early. But he hadn't eaten yet. Now he's just down these. In a master, so he's got his rebuke of the boss. Now when she's nigger after the zebra, in a case where he didn't have a full bona fide key of the Yalav and Yovah by eating beforehand, he doesn't get a key of the situation.
I'm lost. What do you mean he didn't have the chiyuv beforehand? He ate and the Rosh Chodesh.
So there's the case where he ate, started his meal, then the tzibur went and davened tomorrow.
Right.
So he already ate on Rosh Chodesh, got the chiyuv yalav and yovah. So that situation, even though they, if he davened tomorrow, doesn't say anymore. If they davened tomorrow, but not him, he says yalav and yovah afterward.
Right.
Let's say he had not started the meal beforehand. The Tzibur went and davened Marv. He did not daven Marv with him. And then he sat down to a meal with still daytime.
It's still daytime, right.
Right? But he started after everybody davened, the Tzibur davened. That situation, you don't say yellow meal.
Oh.
So in that situation, that much he's never after the Tzibur, if he didn't get a chiyuv beforehand, in the first case, he already has his own chiyuv beforehand. He already ate a meal. So they're not going to take away his chiyuv by davening Marv. Over here, he's thinking after the tzibur that even though he didn't daven Marv, the tzibur is committed. He's not Rosh Chodesh anymore, so he doesn't get a chiyuv by Yalav Yoba in this situation. To get it.
In a case like this. So we're eating together, and I don't have a bench. So you're going to be mostly me. It's Rosh Chodesh. You're going to be mostly me in the benching. But you daven Marv, it's still daytime, and I don't. So then do you say I'll be alone?
You're in the out, you're our three
D's.
In general, you give your life.
I have no idea.
For the big three, you don't give your life for other
there.
It's only
in the okay. Calls them, so then he's nigger after the Tzibur Tav Mar. I would only spell a dying minch. There's Tav Mar, he didn't die minch yet. So then he can't say he's nigger after the Tzibur because if he loses the minch, he's nigger after the Tzibur. So then a filling mass will echo Achat Villas Marv Shall Kohol, now me turn the hash to Shan Rosh Kadish Rechaz of Moses. So the Kalamar Shi Moshe Achar Kohol, Shakarha Rosh Kadish, who actually, him and some Rosh Kadish, Shere, Loy's Paladai Mincha. Shakarha has a hash Rosh Kadish between his Mincha, she might as well say in benching also. Okay, but who would then input? Similar case, a flip case. Erev Rosh Chodesh. He's spelled like a whole. Karkoli spelled like Erev Rosh Chodesh Mar Midyan. Biskul Echol Acharai. So they're going to say Yalav Yoba. Is they ready to Mar? He's not Dar Mar yet. And he sits down to eat that. I'll be Shahu, lo he spell Arbus. Alpha became master of Rosh Chodesh. The Nibshak Acharei Kol, because he goes after the Kol. But that's only if he did not Minchah yet. If he davened Minchah, but if he did not Minchah yet, you can't say he's Nibshak after the Kol, because he's going to go down Minchah, not say Yalav Yoba. Maybe who lo he spell Minchah died, and a master of Rosh Chodesh, Kimon Shaosu, he spell Minchah Shalchah, because it caused him a going to rub with Tiku, Acharei Kol. This is all from based on the Magen Avraham. Okay. Simon Tov Kofi. Dinei Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Aleph. Rosh Chodesh Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Arvus Shachos. Milchum Yisbalo Shem Arvus Yalav Yavai. Mim Babai. Dav is a regular Shabbos Shachos. Yad Yalav Yavai. You would say everything is good. Better Master Shem Shabbos for Yalav Yavai. Doesn't mention Shabbos in Yalav Yavai. We see in Sheish the Svar, we take out two separate Torah. Kambarishan, Shiva, Basenar, you read your lading in the first Sefer. Vashani Karim after Yom Shabbos, Rosh Chodeshim, as a parsha. The second person reads the parsha of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. Umavtirim, then your Haftarah is a Shemaim Kisi, then and the Yishai. Now, when he says the bracha of the haftarah afterwards, so we don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the bracha. Does he have a chiyuv to mention Rosh Chodesh in the bracha of the haftarah? And the answer is, we say no. That is Shemaim Ki's standard. Chutz Rosh Chodesh Elul Shachal Bis B'Shabbos. The Mechaber says Rosh Chodesh Elul falls out on Shabbos. You don't read about Shemaim Ki. See, Shemaftir Aniya Sayra. Your Maftir the Aftir of Aniya Sayra. Because he holds, we don't skip in Shiva the Nechem. Hakos the Ramah v'Yeshem Hashemayim Kisi. Also, we do skip and we switch to Hashemayim Kisi because Hashemayim Kisi also has elements of Nechama, so it can count as one of the Shivas in Nechama, and it's the right one for Rosh Chodesh. Because it says in there, it mentions over there, why you have to be a Chodesh B'Chodesh. What's the Rosh Chodesh there? Now, Chedog and Medina Sailor, that we read Hashemayim Kisi even Rosh Chodesh Shalom. Palmer Rosh Chodesh off, Shekel Yus B'Shabbos. If Rosh Chodesh off falls out on Shabbos, so it comes out of your three, in your Shlesh, the Parnusa. So Tisha B'Av is on a Sunday. Shiva Thomas was on a Sunday. So you have three parshiyos. And the second one, which is today, Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, that's the second week. So the haftarah for that is Shimu. That overrides Hashemayim Kisi. Some say you read Hashemayim Kisi. If you have the minute that the three of Parani is overrides Rosh Chodesh, fine. If you don't have a minute, then the correct thing is to do Hashemayim Kisi. If you have Rosh Chodesh Barah Parshis, the Tumash Tal Parsha, you finally come to the Sim Tal Fresh Behe. In case where it overlaps with one of the Dalit Parshis, which it could overlap with Parsha Shkolim and Parsha Chodesh, either one. So in that situation, you really read after of the special Parsha, not of Rosh Chodesh.
We had a couple of pesukim, right?
Yeah.
We had a couple of pesukim from the.
Shabbos and Yalbi Yabba. Shaykh Karni Hizkir Shabbos, Baruch Hashem Revias. You already said Shabbos. You repeat it again. Yulayin Shiva Sidra, you said Yabba. Yulayin Mafter, Erla Laminyan Shiva, Yulayabba Simarash Pebez, Siftal. So the Mafter is a separate Kriya. Shayni Kara, Medikas, Shayni Al-Hitzel, Rish, 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 For Kaddish, you put both Swerve on the tape, on the beam. Which is what we do. Yeah. Avtir Hashemayim. Shasham this term Indian Rosh Chodesh mentions about Rosh Chodesh is all you mention Chodesh B'Chodesh. Okay. We shall have a card about Torah Shal Shavu. The mistake they read that Torah the regular week after. Not of Rosh Chodesh. So Kara Chorea Hashemayim Kisi. You correct it. He finishes that after. He's in the reading of Hashemayim Kisi right now. That's before you made the Baruch the last Baruch. The Mr. Acher Shavar Beirach Baruch Hashem. I only realized that after they had finished the end of the second set of brachas on the haftarah, Kara is so believed. bracha. So read it again without a bracha. We read Hashem Kisi without a bracha. Some say when Rosh Chodesh El falls out on the Shabbos, we read Aniya, Shaftir and Aniya. They shen l'dal and Mashiva did attempt to. Rather comes even tough Chavtes and Sifrei. So we don't want to interrupt in our order of the seven parts of the Chama. Yesh, no, Shemaim Kisi. Tarzu Yesh, but Tart Zichron Rosh Chodesh. With the Chama, Rosh Chodesh talks about the Chama of Rosh Chodesh. So mentions the Chama. So that's fine. The Chayin Noeg. Because the Chayin Noeg, Bikayin Eladalik Achaz Mishim Adan Achaz. So now we end up missing one of the Shiva Dinachemtim. So the Eitze is, well, came to Shiaftiru, the Parshas Teitze, Verani Akara, Yisabu Gamba, and Yisabu Aksuba Akara. The Parsha of Yisabu is immediately adjacent to the Parsha of Rani Akara. So normally we lay for Parshas, I think Shiftim. We lay. Over here, when it falls out on Shabbos, we lay the Shemaim Kisi. And by Kiseite, we lay Roni Akora and the Yisayra together. You don't push off either of these haftaras, which are designated for the Shiva the Nechemta or the Gimel of Perusa, because of Machar Chaydish. Now, practically, you're never going to get a situation where you're being done for Shimu, at least in our calendar, because of Machar Chaydish. Because by doing so, you'd have Tisha B'Av on a Monday. Right? Rosh Chodesh is on a Sunday, which means Ches is on a Sunday, means Tes is on a Monday. Never rule loy adu rosh lo bandu pesach. You can't have the first day of Pesach on Beis. You can't have the first day. You can't have Tisha B'Av on Beis. So you can't have Rosh Chodesh of Yom Rishon. So this Shabbat Chodesh and Rosh Chodesh Shabbat is not relevant for us. Rosh Chodesh Shneyom, Shabbos Yom Rishon. So Rosh Chodesh Shabbos on the day after Shabbos. So we should argue maybe on Shabbos you should lay more for Chodesh, because the next day is Rosh Chodesh. And the truth is, the eager day is that that's really Aleph. No, Maftir and Hashemayim Kisi. We still lay on Hashemayim Kisi. We like to learn Achakach Pasuk Rishon Pasuk Achak after the Yom LeYarnis. We said the first last Pesukim of the Haftarah of Machar Chodesh. The Zecher Shemachar Gamkin on Rosh Chodesh. So it's like announce that tomorrow is Rosh Chodesh also. So the Rambo, the Yeshu, by Mishael Lahasik, we know really know. They are every rock of Taurus, Rosh Chodesh. Okay, no. He says, some say, no, that we don't jump around. Therefore, you only play Hashemayim Kisi. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Ali Maftarab, In the case when the Haftarah of that week, would have been in the same Navi, then we do jump from place to place in the same Navi. But we don't jump from safer to safer. Okay. Their minhag was that when they would have a chasna, he would be doing on the regular haftarah of the week, and they would lay in so cease. So that would not override the lochas of Shemaim Kisi. And not for Kurdish. We just lay the term of Rishkadish, Shemaim Kisi. We don't add the psukim of the first and last positive of Marcha Kadish. Have you seen people do that?
I don't remember.
Tell us they didn't do it. The minhag who b'shabbos yesh kosset lichus haftaras hashmul v'likrois haftaras soisosis shul min yod yoyma. That's the topic of the day. We don't do that. They used to do that. To avoid the kamam simin tav ches. Before shabbos the chol zeh who b'shabbos is down with the regular shabbos. She haftaras shall have the muskaris b'shas. Any week where the Haftarah, which related is not designated by the Gemara, the minute would override of social seats. Haftarah should be called a Bashas, the withdrawship, the Haftarah which are designated by Chazal, and Doichon is on the day of Chazal. So the Chazal will not be Doichon that Haftarah. Shane's element of Alma, the minute of Alma will not override the day of the Gemara that you're supposed to lay in this Haftarah X of this week.
And then you say that.
We want to read the Haftarah of the week. Read Soisosis. And Likur Soisosis. They shake with Alchem and Novel and Novel. Okay, so that's what he says. Now, when it comes like this, that's all if your Haftarah is not from Jesus, say for your Shayim. It is proper in that situation you're laying a Shemaim Kisi, and their minute was the lane from the Chosin Ol, so they were laying part for the Chosin Ol. There were certain shabbosses where there is a specific designation of what you have to lay. The minhag of the chosin will not override. It's all here.